The following is brought to you by the Yoga Sanctuary, located in downtown Punta Gorda, Florida. Learn more by visiting our website, www.theyogasanctuary.biz.
Greetings, and welcome to Talk 4 in our 10-part series of Basic Mindfulness and Meditation Instruction. In today's talk, we'll explore contracted tunnel vision awareness versus inclusive open awareness. When we talk about mental focus, it conjures up an image of one-pointedness or laser-like attention on a particular thing. This kind of focus or one-pointed attention may be useful for threading a needle, but it may not be so useful in our daily life. When we're first learning to drive, it's difficult to focus on more than one thing at a time. If we're only trying to stay in the middle of our lane, we may not see the stop sign. If we're looking for how to turn the windshield wipers on, we may drift out of our lane. So much going on. When we're new to driving, it's as if we're viewing our experience by looking through a paper towel tube. Our attention, or ability to register information, tends to jump from thing to thing rather than including many things. This contracted awareness is accompanied by a feeling of being overwhelmed or task-saturated. If I'm driving in this state of contracted awareness, will I see that someone is pulling out of an alley ahead of me? The quality of our awareness begins broadening or opening up. We're no longer at our task-saturation limit. With more experience and the ability to relax, I can include more of what's going on in awareness as I drive. Having an awareness that's fixated, contracted, or inappropriately focused can be a dangerous thing while driving. No matter how good a driver you are, if your attention is contracted around your smartphone or deeply lost in ruminative thought, your awareness as a driver is seriously impaired. In the airline industry, we often talk about situational awareness, or SA. Pilots who make mistakes have often lost SA, meaning their awareness was not where it should have been. Ever drive someplace and miss your exit or not remember a single detail about the trip? Where were you? What situation was your awareness focused on while you drove? In order to develop mindfulness as a tool to improve overall SA, we work out in our gym of meditation. Up until now, my instructions for meditation have been about bringing awareness to the sensation of the breath in the body. This is a more one-pointed instruction, like telling a new driver, just try and keep it in the lane for now, okay? Something they can do with a very narrow paper towel tube field of view. As they gain experience, they begin to include more information in their field of awareness. How fast am I going? What are the drivers doing up the road? What's going on behind me when I slow down? Is this my exit? How much gas do I have? With practice, SA allows them to have a relaxed, inclusive awareness of a great deal of information. In meditation, our breath is like staying in our lane, a great place to come back to if our car of awareness starts driving around without us. Another important parallel between meditation and driving is this. In both cases, we must rely on our direct experience. That is, what our bodily senses are conveying to us in real time, right now. Stories about what our driving conditions were in the past or concepts and ideas about what they might be in the future aren't very useful. As the mind becomes less distracted in meditation, we start noticing more of our direct experience. Sensations other than the breath become useful or predominant. As long as those sensations are in the moment direct experiences of what our body's senses are telling us, that's fine. Tightness, tension, pressure, vibration, warmth, cold, and so on. We don't concern ourselves with why these other sensations become predominant. We simply allow awareness to land on them. Similar to letting go of thinking to return to the breath, we can let go of the breath and bring awareness to whatever direct, in-the-moment experience wants our attention. This is what we'll be working with as we begin today's meditation. Settle into a comfortable, alert posture, gently closing the eyes, softening the area around the eyes. Relax your jaw and your shoulders. Relax the belly. Become aware of the sensations of the body breathing. Feel the sensations of air going in and out. If it helps the focus, a soft mental note, in or rising, out or falling. If you're feeling the rising and falling of the chest or abdomen, you can make a soft mental note. At different times, you'll notice sensations in the body. Perhaps tightness, tension, pressure. If the mind wanders, come back to the breath. Allow awareness to begin to include more. Perhaps warmth, coolness. Perhaps an itch comes and goes, or a tingling sensation. Allow these different sensations to become the temporary anchor of meditation. Be curious. A sensation arises softly in your mind. Label it. Tension, tightness, pressure. Itch. If the mind wanders or the other sensation starts to fade, simply come back to the breath, back to the body breathing. As we end this meditation, you can slowly open your eyes and reconnect with the world around you. As you do this, notice how you feel. Meditation that focuses primarily on the breath is a directed awareness exercise, and that's a great place to start or come back to if we realize we're lost in thinking. Meditation that allows awareness to move around the senses in the body to whatever is most predominant is a more open or choiceless awareness. Like driving a car, if you fixate only on staying in your lane, you'll miss out on everything else that's going on around you. Driving, you allow awareness to pay attention to all the available information, landing on whatever seems most important. Lane position, other drivers, speed, exit sign, fuel quantity, and so on. The same thing with meditation. Be interested, curious. What are my senses communicating to me? When you drift off into stories, concepts, and ideas about past and future, notice that. Label it softly in your mind, thinking, and come back to your senses. Back to the center of your lane, and then to a more relaxed, open, and inclusive present moment awareness. That's all for now. Thanks for listening. I hope you find this useful.